Blog Talk Radio.
That's so good. That's good. Now,
well, isn't it wonderful, Stanley? We have a new president. Well, I sure hope that he's better than the old one. What do you mean? Well, the old one was horrible. He closed down all the candy stores, and I couldn't get my jelly bars. What? Is that what you're worried about? What about the economy and people's jobs and health and all that? Well, as long as I've got my jelly bars, I don't have to worry about that. And I get all upset and depressed, I just pop one in my mouth and I feel better. You are a mental case. Oh, I know, that's why I need my jelly bars. Jelly bars, candy store. You mean to tell me that that's all you're worried about is the candy store? What about our rent? Well, I'm not worried about that. Maybe, say, Ollie, you think the landlord would get paid off in jelly bars? What? Are you a maniac or something? You can't pay your rent in jelly bars. Well, why not? Why not? Gee, I remember when one time in the summer, when I was living over there, and a bunch of us went to the candy store, and it was so hot, and you know, there was none of that cooling condition stuff, and all the chocolate was melting all over the place, and the fellow was getting very nervous who owned the candy store. All right, you kids, now just buy my candy, hurry up, before it all melts. Well, I don't want to buy only soggy up chocolate. And my friend, Janie, she wanted a Mr. Good bar. Did you ever eat one of those, Ollie? No. I don't eat that stuff. Well, you look like you do. Would ya? Anyway, she walked up to the counter and she couldn't see, and I said, Janie, just put your hand out and grab a few of those jelly bars. And she put her hand out and the chocolate was all melted, all she went, ah! Like that. Just like that. And we all thought it was funny, you know. You would. Anyway, we have to pay the rent. We have to get a job. Now, this president says he's going to help us get jobs. Well, what is he going to do? Is he going to come out in the street and take us to the place and all that? No. They don't do that. They're too rich for that. They're too uppity up. You have to go and get it yourself. Now, come along, Stanley. Where are we going? We're going down to the local candy store to see if we can get a job. Since you like jelly bars so much. But I can't go in there. Why not? Because whenever I see the jelly bars, I get all flustered. And I want to eat them all. Never mind. Don't worry, I'll protect you. Well, how are you going to protect me? You've eaten You've eaten too many of them already. Get over here. Come on. All right. What do you boys want? What do you have? He wants a job, and I want 25 jelly bars. 25 jelly bars? Wait a minute. Gotta see if I got that many. Joe, have we got 25 jelly bars back there? Nope. We don't. Well, why not? You see that fella standing next to that skinny fella? That big, fat one? Yeah. He was in here yesterday. And that's why we haven't got any more jelly bars. Gee, Ollie, I didn't know. Now, never mind. Don't pull it. Well, what else do you want? Give me a chunky. What a chunk of chocolate. Chunky. How many do you want? 32. 32? Hey, Joe, have we got 32 chunky bars back there? Nope. Well, why not? Where's all our candy? You see that fella standing there? The fat one next to the skinny one that you can't even see when he's there? Yeah, I see him. Well, he was in here yesterday, I told you. He ate 32 chunkies and 25 jelly bars and 58 Milky Ways. And I don't know how he got out of here, but I was glad he did. Well, now, wait a minute. Did he pay you for all that? No, he didn't. Now, where's my money? Woo! Now, wait a minute. Ollie, you must owe this man a lot of money. Let's see. I've got it all tallied up here. 25 and 32 and 58 Milky Ways. That's $34.89. $34.89. He hasn't even got the 89 cents. Oh, get him out of here! I'm gonna call a cop. He stole all my candy. Get him out. Woo! All right, that's the candy store. And we used to have a lot of fun down there. Candy store.
Oh,
kids,
I love,
you know,
the candy store.
Go down there.
The Jaws.
Goof around.
Jaws, and you used to go to the Jaws, and they used to take the stuff out of the Jaws. I remember I used to be a candy woman at college, because what I did is I used my candy money to pay for my college. Seriously.
Jaws. Oh, you mean
creative.
They kept the stuff in the candy.
Jaws.
Some of them were in boxes.
Yeah, in the Jaws.
Remember the boxes with the, where you could see through it?
Yeah,
You'd lift it up.
Yeah, and you'd look at it. Yeah.
You go in there and you get, for a nickel, you get a whole package of chuckles, five chuckles.
I know that. Now it's no longer a nickel, by the way. You're lucky if it's not a, what if
$5.
Yeah, so well. It depends on what you buy.
A dollar a chuckle.
Yeah, basically.
Anyway, we got Louie coming up later. We got a red fox with the box.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you about that. Yeah, big box. And we'll do a little Jackie Gleason, you know, with the mother-in-law. We got the mother-in-law and all that. And Inner Sight Frolics around the world, brought to you by the Big East. Akita Rescue, the little bear, yeah, out there in Tom's River, New Jersey, where they rescue those Akita. That's really something, isn't it? Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, you dial them up, 609-388-7004. Somebody said to me, how do you remember all these numbers? I said, well, ever since I was a kid, I had a photographic memory, and I'm still a kid, so I still got the photographic
memory. There you
memory.
Go. No, you
all right, Kennedy
night.
Realty. My buddy Kennedy Realty, Anthony Kennedy, I slip New York. That's out here on Long Island, in case you don't know. And you want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Yeah, yeah, he's a cool guy, and I heard that he's giving real estate classes now, so.
Oh, he is?
Talk to him
That's cool.
If you want to. You want to learn about real estate and get a license and all that. You know,
that'd
you go
nice.
In there and then.
Maybe that's a good idea.
That'd be interesting. Imagine if Jimmy Dinigan was a real estate agent.
Oh my! Oh no, he'd be pouring the
Woo!
Whole pail to the rail.
Hey, you wanna see the house? A good house. Wanna see it? Yeah, it's nice.
I got an open house here.
It's a good house. I'm going to have open house, but it's going to be closed. What? Open house is closed.
What do you mean closed?
Yeah, we had a big fire in the house. And
yeah.
I had to call the fire department and everything. And the fella come in with a... And I said, pounding the rail. Will you cut that out? Open house, but it's closed. What's the matter with you?
All right, that's Jimmy. You know, Dinigan would be weird with real estate.
Well, yes, he
All
would.
All right, Kennedy Realty. Open house, closed. Let's see. Around the world, all the beautiful children, watch out for them, take care of them. Go an extra mile for a child. A little Tommy and Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Ollie Campbell, all the others. Cool, cool kids. We love them. All right, let's see, what else we got? Around the world with the Follies. Gee, I wonder how people like the Follies in other countries. Wouldn't it be nice to...
Oh, yeah.
You know, to hear them.
Better.
Wish we had an 800 number. Can you imagine people calling from around the world? And I heard something very interesting in India now, according to my informant, who shall remain anonymous.
Yes.
I heard that they're selling dirt in India. You can buy dirt. See? And you have to pay for the water, too.
For what reason?
In India. So this fellow who told me, he said, if you can't afford to pay for the water or the dirt, you die. Can you imagine
that?
What's
the reason for the water and the dirt? That I'd like to know.
Well, pretty soon they'll be selling dirt. In this country, imagine the guy in the corner selling dirt, dirt for sale, dirt. You want some good dirt? Here it
Why
is.
Why do you want dirt?
Well, you can use it. What do you mean? Dirt is good.
You can get dirt other places, you know.
I mean, there's plenty of dirt, believe me, to sell.
Yes,
I mean, it'd be a good job for Gabriel.
Yes,
the boots and the boxes,
like
you know. dirt, 10 cents a pound, dirt.
10 cents
you know.
A pound.
Well, you won't barely get too much for it. Give me 10 pounds of dirt, you idiot. 10 pounds? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, here, I got a 10-pound bag right here. Here you are. Imagine if they... Well, some people do have to pay for water. Don't they pay water bills?
Yeah, we pay water bill. We do.
Wow. You
we
gotta
pay for water? Yeah, not us, but the whole family. The whole family is.
That ought to be against the law. That's water's free. God made water. How can they charge people?
They filtrate it. They filter it before they send it back to you. That's why.
You hope. And what about the air? People are going to be selling air. Oh, I got it. COVID-free air right here.
There you go.
COVID-free air.
That's
it is
right.
A good business. You breathe this air in, son, you'll never get it.
There you
oh,
go.
It'll hit you so hard you won't even know it. Oh, get out of here.
There it is.
I got to tell a funny a Milton Berle thing I got. Anyway, Inner Sight, some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, Baccaro's Italian Tavern.com, and who else we got on that list? A couple of others.
Sutton Insurance.
Yeah, I know. I just mentioned that. All right, Sutton.
I missed that one.
TruelawCenter.com.
Oh,
all right, Inner Sight. Able News.
That's
Let's get the Able News.
Cue. All right. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It served the disabled community and for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has personal page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads. And they also have a subscription that you can you know, get for free if you log on to ablenews.com and sign up for that free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, Inner Sight. I don't know who it was, but I want to thank the person today who made a $100 donation to Inner Sight.
Oh, nice.
Really appreciate that. Whoever you are out there, if you have, if you listen to the show or what, I don't know.
Yeah.
But thanks
yeah.
so much for that.
All right. Nice.
Appreciate that. All right.
Yeah.
Around the world, Inner Sight. And, oh, don't forget to sign our petition, change.org. Yeah, Biden left us out, you know. Boy, what
yeah,
a thing that is. He left us out. He didn't say one word about the disabled that I know of.
No, he didn't.
That's
I
all right.
Didn't see it. Nope.
We'll get him one way or
yeah.
another.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. Oh, remember the old Milton Berle show?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Well, there was one skit that sticks in my mind. It was so funny.
Uh-oh. Let me see if it's the one
and,
I remember.
It was with Milty and Arnold Stang, the great, great Arnold Stang.
Right.
The was a real big hit on the Milton Berle show, and his name was Francis on the show, you know. So one night, Milty used to be on Tuesday nights, you know. Used to love him. One night he comes out and he's doing his prologue, you know. Stand-up stuff, you know. And he's telling jokes. Oh, did you hear about the old Yiddish lady in Miami, you know, and she's talking to her friend, and she says, gee, Becky, you look so good. You look so beautiful, you know. She says, I'm having an affair. So Gertie says, Kated? No, it's not Kated, you stupid. So he's telling all these ridiculous jokes, you know.
Right.
Milty had a way, once in a while he'd come out with a good one, but most of them were kind of weird. And, you know, what has four wheels and flies? He's telling he didn't know what to say. He was making believe he didn't know. He said, pardon me, ladies and gentlemen, my writer went on vacation and left me with no jokes, you know. So in the middle of this thing, out comes Arnold Stang with a janitor's suit on and a big mop. I mean, this mop, Arnold Stang was 4'11". He was a little guy. He's got this big mop, and he starts mopping the floor all around the world, and the audience is roaring, you know. And Milton says, Francis, what are you doing? He says, I'm not going to clean up the floor, Mr. Brown. It's filthy. I'm doing my prologue. Please, can't you do that at night or later? No, I got to go home. If I don't get home by 6 o'clock, my wife calls the FBI. He's mopping them. Well, just mop the other side. Well, yeah, I got to do my prologue. And he's got this big mop, and Burl is trying to tell these jokes, and you see his pants getting more wet and wet. Ladies and germs. And he said, Francis, please. You're ruining my whole show here. I'm sorry, Mr. Burl, but the place is going to smell good. Where do you smell it? Woo! The great Owl Stang. Oh, man, he lived to be 91, that guy.
Yeah.
But that was so funny with the mop. Big mop with a big bucket, you know, and he's got the bucket in the middle of the stage, and the camera's following him all around, and Burl's trying to do the... Oh, man. All right, in a sight. Give me a little, what do I want? Give me a little Jackie Gleason music there, and away we go there, Ralphie boy.
All right, hold on. Let me get to it.
Jackie Gleason.
Jackie
the Honeymooners.
Coming grief.
With the stars.
Yeah.
Frankie Panache. Frankie Panache.
What?
Who's Frankie Panache? I don't know. I never heard of him before.
You have more music.
Yeah.
The next show around will forever. All
Hey, Ralph, I'm starving to death. You got anything good to eat? Starving to death? What's the matter? Doesn't your wife feed you upstairs? Nah. I tried to get in, if I came from a lodge meeting, through the fire escape, and she slammed the window on me. She's a real Madame Guillotine. Well, sit down. Alice will be in a minute. Thanks, Rob. Thanks.
Oh, Ralph, I'm so glad you're home. I have some good news.
Yeah?
My mother's coming to visit us.
Oh. Well, that's all right. What? Your mother? What? Wait a minute. Your mother? You mean that one? You mean the one that yells and screams and says, what are you doing with... It's such a fat boy. How much does he eat and all that?
Ralph, now you behave yourself. That's my mother.
Hey, Ralph, what about my food? I don't want to wither away, you know. Oh, shut up. Give him something to eat, will you?
Oh, yeah. Here's that, some spaghetti.
Oh, thank you, Alice. Don't mind if I do.
Now, Alice, let's get it straight. Right here and now, straight to the point. Your mother's not setting foot in this house. Oh, I know. The last time she came, she said she's only going to stay a few days. Yeah. She came for New Year's and stayed for Christmas. That's a few days? That's not a few days, Alice. That's a whole year. And I couldn't take it. I lost 10 pounds, remember?
Yeah, you look like a human being. God.
Now listen, Alice. That's it. I'm putting my foot down. Your mother's not setting foot in this house. Hey, Ralph, you got any pepper or chili or piccolo leaf for the spaghetti? Oh, shut up. Here. Will you stop bothering me with that spaghetti? Now listen, Alice, your mother is a blabbermouth. Blabbermouth. Comes in here and starts criticizing. Oh, why'd you have to marry a guy like that? Oh, you had so many guys over after you could have married. Oh, look at him. He looks like... look at him. He looks like Blubber warmed over. I don't have to take that, Alice. Your mother comes in here, I'm leaving.
She's my mother, Ralph, and you better be nice to her.
Hey, Ralph, do you got any ketchup? Yeah, no. Yeah, here's the ketchup. How about the, what are you yelling at me for? I'm not bringing our mother here. Now, we're doing this right. You're going to get me some piccalilli for my spaghetti. Piccalilli. You're going to get piccalilli, all right. I'm going to count to three, and you better be out that door, or there'll be piccalilli all over Bensonhurst. I'm not scared of you. I'm not scared of you. You can't count anyway. If you could count, they wouldn't be investigating your taxes. Get out! Maniac. Now listen, Alice. That settles it. Your mother's not setting foot in this house. Oh, I remember the last time she came. Told me the end of the movie I was going to go see before I got there. Ruined my whole night out.
Uh-oh. Now, Ralph, that's my mother now. You better be nice. Oh, hello, Alice. Hi, Ralph.
Mama. Gee, Mama, I didn't know it was you. I thought it was Alice's mother.
Oh, you have such a lovely wife. Oh, Mama Crandon, you must be very tired on your long trip. I'll fix the bed for you.
Oh, wow, it's his mother.
His mom instead. I remember that episode.
Yeah. That all right, in a sight. Now, who you say call in?
Maureen, one last time I checked. Hold on, she's still on. Yeah, she's on. She hasn't.
And we got Louie,
yet,
too,
so.
Right?
No, Louie hung up. I don't know why.
Oh, Louie probably called back. All right, I wonder if we have time. I want to do Red Fox with the box.
Uh-oh. Here's Red Fox in his box. All right.
Yeah. So let's take a call from Maureen.
Maureen, a bit, yeah.
Out there in Queens.
Okay, here she comes.
And we'll
Maureen.
Go on with the follies.
Hello,
there.
Hi, Ralph. Hi, Allison. Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi. I'm listening to the show. It's funny.
I was poking prodded today with my eyes. It was fun.
What happened? You were doing what?
I was poked and prodded today for my eyes today. It was fun. I saw all different colors after he after he was looking at my eyes with different color lights.
Oh. And how's your mouth from the dentist?
Oh, that hurts.
I keep getting an echo back.
Yeah, I do too. I hear it.
You hear it too?
Yeah, I hear it too.
Yeah.
All right. So what's up, Maureen? How you doing?
I'm just so sick and disgusted. I talked to my poor mom today. She was in bed. She sounds good. She just was tired. She had woken up. It was like, what time was it? About 2:45? Because I got the phone call. But the recreation girl, she's very nice. She gave us. She said, I'm going to leave the phone with your mom. I'm going into the next room to do whatever. And she said, this way you can have an extra 10 minutes. She said, whenever she does the call, she'll do that. Well, that was nice. Oh, we got a little extra time. But I'm just so worried about this pandemic because my friend told me she read on the, Silvercrest website that there were, there's nobody today, but there were five people the other day and one death. So that didn't make me feel too good. So I'm just so sick and tired of it all.
Got a call, Maureen, from my mom before I went on. Air, my mom's nursing home, and there are five workers still out. They still have it quarantined completely, and there are no patients, thank God, with it yet. So I'm just, you know, waiting for that anvil to fall, you know. I just don't want to know. I mean, all I want to know is my mom's healthy. That's all I want to know.
I know. Well, this whole thing is just so stupid because, like, my friend's going today. Oh, you know, because I said about, you know, temperature is one of the things, because fever is, you know, one of the main. No, that's not necessarily so. Well, then why, when I go into the drugstore next to the bank, do they take my temperature? That's totally useless then. So the next time I go, I'm going to say, why must I have my temperature taken? If this isn't one of the major signs, I could have other things that you don't even know about.
That's right.
Yeah, so when they take your temperature, do they play that song, that old song by Peggy Lee, Fever? Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. You gave me fever. Remember that song?
He should sing it.
Well, and I think
that's
only the second time they only started doing this lately. But I think I told you last time I went, they took it. My temperature was 80. I've never had a temperature of 80 before.
80?
You're dead. 80.
Wait a minute. Yeah. That's too low.
That is too low. What?
80.
And I said to her, 80. I said 80. I said I've never had a temperature of 80 before.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute. That's the thermometer they use for chickens. That's no good.
Well, I said to her, 80. I've never had a temperature of 80 before.
Will you cut that out?
Yeah.
She says, oh, yeah, anything between 80 and 90 is good. So I don't know.
What is
I'm sick of having my temperature taken.
No, it ain't. 90
is what
good.
I learned.
Not what I learned either.
80 and 90, you could be dead.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, this one was, it is supposed to be. What is my temperature now? I don't even.
Who told you this? A doctor?
Technically.
No, the one at the, when you go into the drugstore now, not a big chain, a little one. Take your temperature?
Well, who is this that takes your temperature? Can she breathe or what? Who is she?
I think, she has blue hair, so that might be
a clue. Take your temperature, please.
I know. And
now
they
listen,
never
lady,
did this before. This is only
just stand back. I don't want to get it.
What? If my hair turns blue.
Lady, do you ever go poof?
What?
Poof.
Poof. What is that?
You don't want to know.
Well,
now,
one of them in there has blue hair
and
one has green hair.
Nice
green hair?
Green, are they competing?
I'm sorry?
Wait a minute.
Are they competing?
What do you mean this woman, is this a woman, a girl or a boy?
Well, you know, one of the young ones, so she has blue hair. The other one has green hair, so this says a lot right there.
Oh, but they're female, right, as far as you could tell?
Well
I mean,
yes,
you never know. Wait a minute.
She had to hesitate
there. Does one of these people wear boxes and boots or what?
No, they're both female, as far as I can tell.
Green hair, blue hair, and they take the temperature?
Yeah. That's the style now. Even old ones have pink hair and purple hair.
Holy Moses. Anyway.
Holy Moses.
You go in there, and this thermometer that they use, are you sure it's not the one they use on the chickens?
I've never taken a chicken's temperature, but she just hits my wrist with it and says, okay, you're good.
Oh, the wrist.
Yeah. Usually they do.
How accurate that is.
That is an accurate.
In the urgent care place, they do it orally. In the nursing home, they do it on your forehead. And here they do it on your wrist, and I don't know what other places they can do it.
That's because they got to use it for the chickens later.
That's why this whole thing is just anywhere between 80 and 90. That's why it explains
right.
that.
Mm.
Yeah.
80.
What, the wrist?
Yeah, the wrist. Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, it can be lower there?
Yes, of course.
Oh.
It's further
good
away
Lord.
From the heart.
I've
it's
never
lower.
Been
so, like underneath
I've never
the
been so involved in medical stuff before. We
yeah.
went 40 years
yeah.
without ever seeing a doctor, and I wish it were those days again.
Oh, boy,
you know?
That's
oh, yeah.
good. You're lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Stay away from
I
those
know.
Doctors. You'll live longer.
That's
exactly.
That's
exactly.
What we
that's
said. I went today. I took two steps into the building. I got my, some, you know, temperature taken. I get to the doctor's floor. I get my temperature taken. I get in the doctor's office. I get my temperature
yeah.
taken. Wait a minute. Did it change as I went along?
Gee, you can get the virus just by all these people contacting with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Luckily,
I'm
going to
get
man.
Something from all the stuff.
Well, I'd like to know
I'm
one
looking.
Thing. Wait a minute. All these people taking
yeah.
people's temperatures and checking them out, how do you know that they're not sick?
Well,
or where their
well,
hands
the
have been?
Thing.
Another question.
How do you
that's
know?
Another good question.
You don't know
the
nothing.
Thing,
now, let me ask you. Warren, you couldn't see it, and Suzanne can't see it either. But before they take your temperature, did they wash their hands?
I heard the water.
No, I mean, they don't wash their hands. I'm not even sure if she's wearing gloves, that one at the...
They don't wash
their
hands?
No, I know she has a Purell bottle. Because I heard her go with the Purell bottle. That I heard.
No, not the one
yeah,
in the drugstore. She doesn't.
That's
I know, but that's all
thing.
They had there.
they don't have a
that,
sink
no.
there where they wash their hands?
Uh-uh.
No, not in the no. urgent care place. They don't wash their hands.
Not
they come
the front,
in. And
the front while you get that. But
that's
she has
crazy.
A new set of gloves. does the hand sanitizer, new set of gloves, and starts doing a temperature check.
Yeah, well,
all,
I mean, I asked them to change
the
their gloves.
The
I wouldn't let anybody take my temperature unless I could read the thermometer.
There you
number
go.
One.
Mm-hmm.
If
yeah,
I
well.
Can't read it, get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I got enough
I,
stuff
I, mean,
I can't
this...
read. You're not going to invade my body and give me something I can't read. Hell no.
Yeah.
Hell
this whole
no.
thing with the temperature taking and the test taking... And oh, and remember how we were going to be over this March? It was going to be getting better.
Oh,
now
yeah,
March
right.
is going to get worse. We're going into the dark days.
Oh,
and
now they
March,
said they got a new strain. Did you hear about the new one?
Oh, I heard this. Well,
yeah,
yeah.
But,
sounds like Jackie Gleason. Don't
said,
you see the new dogs? They got a
yeah,
new
but they
one
said
that's come over from
the other day
England,
that you
see.
Won't even be able. You won't even be able
to
find the original.
Start in March, the new one.
Oh, yeah. Everything's March now. But
yeah, March.
They said the other day it has mutated 7,000 times already. You wouldn't even be able to find the original strain in your body anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's already mutated.
I don't think they know what they're talking about at this point.
They don't have any clue. And
yeah,
I just hope.
No, no, no.
They don't. I mean, I just hope. My mom and your mom are right. That's all I care about. Now, other than this, I wouldn't give a darn. Because I think half of it's my grandmother's maiden name, Malaki.
Well, Innocent cares about all the people in the nursing homes.
They what?
They're all important.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, you know, if it weren't for this nonsense, I wouldn't care, you know. I mean, if it was just me, I wouldn't care, you know. I wouldn't be doing, I wouldn't be going for tests. I wouldn't be going for this. I wouldn't be going for that, you know.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of it is just cuck.
Anyway, we got to get Louie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was just, yeah. Well, okay,
Louie's
going
to sing a love song to Rosanna Downer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
I'll be loving you always.
Oh, my. How much did you drink,
okay.
Frank?
With a love that's true, Rosanna Dana, always.
Oh, God.
Oh, God is right.
Well, thanks for warning.
Drink?
I mean,
Irving Berlin never had it so good.
Yeah, you better get that Irving Berlin record ready.
Irving
right.
Berlin, did he write that?
In
okay, guys, bye.
Yeah,
no,
he wrote.
I don't
okay,
know. Just, I think he did. Yeah. All
oh,
right.
Okay.
Take
all right.
Care.
Talk to you soon, Maureen.
All okay,
right. Take care.
Bye. Bye.
All right.
All right.
Reminds me of the time when Jack Benny. See, oh, I promised my brother I would play that Jack Benny Carnegie Hall that with the violin. You know.
Ah. Okay, I have it. Okay, I have it. Want me to play?
Yeah, I told him.
We take you to Carnegie Hall, where we find America's foremost violinist, Jack Benny, playing a symphonic arrangement of Love in Blue.
There it is, folks.
Could I have A, please, Professor? That's close enough. if you please, Maestro.
If you please, Maestro.
What are you doing? I'm doing the show. And Byrne said, well, listen, Jack, I want to know when I'm going to get paid, see? What do you mean when you're going to get paid? I sent you a check. Yeah, I know. You sent me a check. And one of my nephews, see, he come in with an ice cream cone, and he says, Uncle George, we want to play stickball, but we don't have a ball. So I said, wait a minute. I said, here, take this check and see if it bounces. So he took the check and he turned it into a ball and went bouncing all over the place. And now I'm going to call my lawyer. Oh, will you get out of here? Get him out of here.
Bouncing check he gave him. The nerve of that man to come out here and complain. I mean, I gave him a tip. I gave him 50 cents for a tip. What does he want more than that? Woo! All right, is Louie there? Where's Louie?
Hold on. Let me see if he is. Hold on.
Okay. All right, in sight.
Louie, Love Drops is here. Here he comes.
Frolics with right, Louie the Lip.
Here he is.
Come
hello
on
now.
Out. There he is. Hey, there he is. Louie the
hello,
Lip.
Hello, this is Louie Rivera. And our Friday night version of Inner Sight.
That's it. Mm-hmm. How you doing there, Lou?
I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there on a frolic on a Friday night. I'm talking to the Louie.
Yeah.
The Lip talking.
Yeah. Hey, listen. So, you're going to sing a love song to Rosanna Danner.
Yeah, right.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What was that love song we said the other night you were singing? Nice song. I can't think of it now. Which one was it? You remember?
I don't remember.
Look at me. I
That's
saw
it.
A wayward and a kitten of the tree. And I'm clinging to a clown. I don't understand.
Oh, no.
Why should we see the Rosanna Danner? Rosanna,
oh,
she's going
beautiful.
Cuckoo.
This is Rosanna Danner.
My name is Rosanna Danner with Flirting on Saturday Night Live. And meanwhile, I'm flirting with John Belushi. He's a cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. On Saturday Night Live, and it's too near. Meanwhile, I give love drops to a lady, and love is almost new. And meanwhile, I saw Rosanna Danner. He's giving Mr. Bill a ooh ooh. And it ain't his hand.
What did she do? Wait. What did he do? Give it a ooh ooh. Okay, continue.
I told him ooh ooh.
Yeah,
and Rosanna Danner was on Weekend Update 02. And something wrong with Rosanna Danner. And my face and my glove. I am Rosanna Danner. You're too much for your
face.
Face
and my glove.
Look at Rosanna Danner.
All right, beautiful. Louie the Lip on Inner Sight. And I heard that Rosanna Danner got locked in the men's room. How'd that happen?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Did you play a trick on her?
She went in there to see if there's any love drops in there, and I heard she got
and,
locked
Lou
in there.
Played a, yeah, Lou played a trick on her, I think. And locked her in.
Gee, I wonder what would happen if Rosanna Danner met Gabriel with the boots in
with
the box.
Oh, my
Wouldn't
God. She might have fallen in love.
Well, I don't know, but that'd be funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. How would that go down?
All right. Louie the Lip on Inner Sight. Have a great song, Lou.
Hey,
really
Roger. Hey, Roger. It's a bitchy, teeny, weeny, yellow polka dot bikini. And the first sight of love drops will say, and it's a kitschy, teeny, weeny, yellow polka love drop bikini. And the first sight of wanted to say.
All right.
Lost it.
another oldie. That's cool.
I like that.
Louie Rivera, everybody, on Inner Sight.
Yes, right.
Hey,
Frank, we gotta get rid of this coronavirus. I can get to the Inner Sight studio.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll all be waiting for that.
And we can't, we'll celebrate.
You bring the conga drum with you.
Yeah, you will.
Hey, maybe we'll get some pictures of Rosanna Danner and put them up on the show and, you know, we can talk about
it. In honor of. We'll say in honor of Louie's favorite,
you know,
nighttime poster.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about the love drops.
Oh, yeah.
You bring some love drops to the studio and we'll film them.
Yeah, that's right. I'll bring Rosanna Danner with me and then we're having some fun on the inner side on the Black Talk Radio. And I get rid of Jay Kern on weekend after he brings me local like a bass every time once a while, you know?
You are a little local on the cabeza, but we're all
right.
In this show.
Inner sight, Rosanna Danner. Hey, Louie, you watch basketball?
Big time.
You like the Knicks?
Yeah, that's right. I watch basketball. I need,
yeah, what happened
I need,
with the
I need,
Knicks?
Yeah, I know. I bought lipsticks. Frankly, I bought two more lipsticks.
Lipstick.
For what reason?
For Rosanna
Danner. What are you going to put on your dad's face? He might not like that.
Yeah,
he's
that's right.
Give it to Rosanna.
I put it on my lips, you know.
Why do you put it on your lips?
I'm disguising Rosanna Danner.
You better take a picture of that one.
Hey, I got a good idea for the show.
Like.
We'll dress you up like Rosanna Danner.
That's a good idea.
That'd be funny,
and he plays
man.
The conga.
Yeah, that's right.
We gotta do that.
Yeah, I can do that, and I'll be flirting with those ladies too. A big kissy.
Yeah, we'll have to get you a good wig.
Yeah, well, it goes outward, Frank. The hair was curly, so it goes outward. That's gonna be easy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, we'll,
and then kissy. And give him kissy.
On.
Yeah, the lipstick.
Kissy with the lipstick.
Yeah, uh-oh.
And tongue kissy,
right.
kissy.
And Rosanna Danner and Louie the Lip. Thanks a lot, Lou.
Thanks, Lou.
Hey, guys,
care,
have
okay?
A good weekend. This is Rosanna Danner. And Black Talk
yeah.
Ray on the phone says, have a good weekend. Hey, Suzanne,
okay,
I love you very
okay,
much.
Rosanna. Oh, I love you very much, too, Lou.
All right. Thanks,
you
Lou. You're the
got,
greatest.
You've got a great sense of humor, Lou. You're the greatest.
Okay.
Right.
Have a good weekend.
Lou.
Take care.
You too. Good night.
Yeah, so I don't know. How much time we got left?
7 minutes. A little less.
Oh. Well, give me a little Red Fox music. We'll try to wing it.
Easy. Yeah.
We're going to wing it here.
Yes, we are.
Hey, Fred, what's that big box doing in the yard? What are you talking about, Grady? Look here, look, see it? Oh, what is that? Hey, it says something on the side here, Fred. Let's see, V-I-R-I-S, virus. Virus? Ain't no virus. V-I-R-I-S, that's virus. Virus. Oh, is that what that is? Well, what's that mean, Fred? Is that what's in that box? The virus? What? Ain't no virus in that. Somebody put that box there. Hey, Fred. Hi, Fred. What's that big box, Fred? Oh, that's the virus. Bye, Fred. What's going on here? Pop, what's that big box doing in the yard, man? Oh, somebody came by with a big truck and put it in the yard because they're gonna help us sell a cure for the virus.
What?
What are you talking about? See those letters on the side, son? VIRIS. Yeah, I see it. Yeah, so what? That's virus. In other words, what's in that box is going to cure the virus.
What?
Wait, what kind of a stupid scheme is this? I don't know, but the first time I heard of it, well, Grady's going to help me.
Yeah.
Come on, Grady. Get that box. Put it up. Ooh. Box is heavy, Fred. Ooh. Yeah. And you know what? There's a funny smell in there. Funny smell. Pop, you better not touch that box. We better call the police. The police? Oh, no. I don't want no police over here. They're nothing but trouble. Yeah. I'm calling them. What seems to be the trouble, Mr. Sanford? The box in the yard, huh? The old box in the yard routine, huh? Well, we've been getting a lot of calls about these boxes, see? And we got to tell you, we'll have to take that box away. We're going to call the truck. Wait a minute. What's in that box? Well, we under the circumstances, we cannot disclose the information thereof that the perpetration that has been considerable aspirated on the premises for the box. What? What do you say? In other words, we can't tell you. Can't tell me. Wait a minute. This is my box. I don't think you want that box, Mr. Sanford. You see, these boxes have been left all over town. People are stealing the bodies.
Stealing the bodies? What bodies?
The bodies of the people that are dying from the virus.
What?
Yeah, because they don't want them buried in no man's land. They want them buried where they want to put them.
Oh, no, wait a minute. What are you trying to say? You mean there's somebody in there?
Uh-oh.
Well, let's put it this way. There's somebody in there, but they can't let you know they're in there.
What? What is he talking about?
Well, you see, Fred, what we're trying to tell you is there's a couple of dead bodies in that box.
What? Oh, no. I'm coming to join you, honey. This is the big one. Me and two other white people. Oh.
Two other white people. You have an anonymous number. Would you like to accept that call?
No, we don't have time.
I know. Just can't.
I got a signal, but we don't have time for whoever it is.
Yeah, no.
All right, in a sight.
They just disconnected, so.
Oh. Around the world. And what do you mean an anonymous number?
60 seconds.
No telephone number?
I know the number. No, it's a telephone number, but I'm not going to say it.
Oh, you said anonymous. That means.
Well, yeah.
No number.
No.
All right, caller, call back Monday on the matter of Gladder. Sorry about that. We'll be with you Monday. Matt of Glad in a sight. Hope you had a little fun. And Suzanne, co-host, engineer, all our listeners, we appreciate it. Thanks so much. Crazy show on Friday, but we love it. All right. Louie, thanks, Louie. Maureen for calling in. And our last caller where we ran out of time.
Yeah.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090.
Seconds.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Woo!
Good night, everyone.
I want my box back. Oh, shut up. Get him out of here.
Have a good one.